Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Students at one local elementary school are doing yoga and loving it. Let's go in depth with school counselor Tracy Lee and students Celia Marion and Abby Kaichis with North Star Elementary in Knoxville. Well, Mrs. Lee, what do you do at North Star Elementary?
I am the elementary school counselor, so I work with all of the students here in our building. I have each classroom once a week for our guidance class. And then I also work with small groups of students on different kinds of issues, and I work individually with kids as well.
All right, and so you see every kid?
Yes, every kid school. I see once a week at least, yep.
And that's important.
Yes, it's important that they know who I am, so if they do have, you know, a struggle that they're working on, that they know they can come and find me. It's one of the first things that we do is kind of, where's my office and how do you leave me a note if you need to see me? And we have a lot of fun in the classroom, or we try to make it fun most of the time, but I kind of think my biggest job is to help kids learn how to be kind to themselves and to other people and to just be the best kids that they can be.
Wow, that's important. And you're just reminding me to be the best me I can be.
That's right.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes for adults too, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for that refresher course. That's pretty neat. Good for you. And well, one of the ways that you interact with the kids is through yoga.
Yes.
Why yoga?
I love yoga myself. It's something that I've been doing the last 9 years of my life. And there's been a lot of research kind of in the past 4 or 5 years that just shows that mindfulness and moving your body and learning how to breathe in kind of that calm way just helps kids calm down. And we get to kind of connect, you know, like what's going on in our body. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? And we get to move around. So we're not sitting in the desks all the time. You know, we get to be kind of silly with each other, play some fun games in there. So I think it's just a really nice way for kids to, you know, not only get the benefits of the mindfulness that we do during it, but also to move their body and have some fun.
Well, Celia and Abby, you're two of the students practicing yoga. What's it like?
I think it's really great because doing yoga calms us down before we go back to class or the next special that we have. And it just calms our mind down, and it's just really helpful throughout the day.
Well, you're moving your body. How does it help your mind?
Some of the stuff that we listen to and the stuff that she's saying and the breathing and everything just helps.
Okay, and Abby?
Usually our class is like crazy, but then after yoga, they're like all calm, and then we like do good and it helps with the calmness.
So the calmness helps you study and learn in class?
Yep.
Well, how does that happen, do you think? Because it sounds sort of like magic to me.
Yeah.
It is sort of like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So the movement, the thought, the focus, and then you learn better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I should try that then too, I guess. Wow. And so what do other kids say about it?
I think if you ask any of my classmates, I bet they would say the same thing. I think it really helps them focus a lot more.
And we're all different. We're all not going to like something, or maybe we learn to like it. Or
And we talk about that, too. Yeah. In class, we talk about it's not going to be everybody's favorite thing, but we're still respectful even if it's not our favorite thing, because other times we might do something that's your favorite but not somebody else's, and you would want them to be respectful. So I say I don't expect them to love it. That's okay if they don't, just that they try their best.
Mm-hmm. And we got to try new things sometimes. We're never going to know if we like something or like yoga unless we try it.
Yeah.
And so do you think that you're going to continue to do yoga? What happens when you leave and Mrs. Lee isn't around anymore?
Well, I don't know.
Are there ways to learn yourself or other teachers maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm asking, do you think it's something that you want to continue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to continue doing it.
Is it something that I presume you get better and better at it after?
Oh, yes. I won't fall down anymore.
You used to fall down?
Oh, no, I still do, but...
No, that's your goal.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about yoga with school counselor Tracy Lee and students Celia Marion and Abby Keiches with North Star Elementary in Knoxville.
Is this about learning discipline and adopting new challenges and trying to conquer things as well?
One of the things we talk a lot about in my guidance classes is growth mindset, which is having a positive attitude, kind of that I can do it, I'm not going to give up kind of attitude. And yoga fits so well with that because there are times where we're doing a balance pose and we're shaky or we fall out of it, but then we just get right back in because it's not a big deal, you know? So yoga is kind of a safe place to try those things that are a little bit challenging. But if you mess up, it's not a big deal. It's not like, you know, it's the end of the world if you fall out of tree pose sometime. So it fits in really, really nicely just with that whole topic. And like I said, we spend a lot of time talking about that in guidance class. And it is something that I have seen some of our students who, you know, maybe have ADHD or something like that and have a harder time with that self-control piece or just getting their body to kind of have that self-control. They're some of the students I'm most in amazement with when we call it our yoga sleep at the end, where we're lying still and, you know, we're listening to a song or maybe it's kind of a guided meditation, visualization. And some of those students really, their bodies are so calm and they're so relaxed. And when we get done with that and we're kind of, you know, sitting back up and coming back together, a lot of kids will say, like, I'm so sleepy or I'm so calm, I'm so relaxed. And I just think that's a great skill for kids to have because our kids are on the go a lot with different activities or different things that they have going on at home. So it's nice to have that knowledge that they can take with them. So, you know, all of the kids can tune into, okay, well, I'm feeling really stressed. I need to take some deep breaths right now and just calm my body down and get myself back in the right mindset to do whatever's coming up next.
And what did you call that, a growth mindset?
Growth mindset, yep.
And when she said that, you girls nodded.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talk about it a lot. A lot. One of our most powerful words is yet. I can't do it yet. So instead of I can't do it, you say I can't do this yet. I will eventually be able to do it. So growth mindset is basically, she explained it.
No, what's it like in your words?
Growth mindset is basically making yourself think positive instead of negative. That way you can move forward and not be so down on yourself, I guess.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah. What Celia said, like, you don't, like, it's for then, like, so you don't give up on yourself, so then you can keep going and moving forward as you go.
Growth mindset, I like that. I can't do it yet. That is really cool. And, you know, let's just say that you don't even attain it. The positive attitude is what's going to get you there if you possibly could. So, but some things... Like, I could say, I can't dunk a basketball yet, but I guess I really know I'm never going to dunk a basketball, but at least it gives me the attitude that I could try, and why not try, and you never know. Mm-hmm. And so do you take that lesson then to, let's say, math, or so, let's say something that you're, that's maybe not your favorite subject.
Math.
So, but then you take that to math. Does that help?
Yes, a lot.
Tell me how.
I guess thinking that, like, I can't do this division problem very well yet, but I'm going to keep trying until I get the right answer. That's growth mindset. The only thing that doesn't help is remembering how sleepy I am after yoga and growth mindset. Talking about that. That doesn't help very much.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about yoga with school counselor Tracy Lee and students Celia Marion and Abby Keiches with North Star Elementary in Knoxville.
So rather than just giving up on a math problem, you know the teacher wouldn't have assigned it if you can't get it.
Yeah.
And so you just, I can't do it yet. So that keeps you trying.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like when I can't solve it, what Miss Lee teaches us helps me to solve it. Because then I can like calm down when I'm mad at the math problem.
Mad at the paper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mad at the paper.
Mad at the paper. Yeah. So it says, don't be mad. I can accomplish this. I just haven't done it yet. Wow. So now you've just taught me this. So then I take that to whatever I seek to do.
Yeah.
And so is this contagious then? Do you go home and teach, you know, other family members the same thing?
I've taught my two brothers because they're like, I can't get up on the bed. And I'm like, yet from my room across the hallway. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't get on the bed yet. You will get on the bed.
Okay, and how have you used it, Abby?
When Katie's mad after basketball games, I'll like tell her just something that to make her like make more sense to calm down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I'll use for them.
And it's your sister?
Yeah.
Do you ever, and your dad is Principal Keiches, do you ever teach him that?
Nope.
He must already know that.
Yeah, probably.
He's a friend of mine, so I think I can ask that question. Okay, do you think that you could teach me something with yoga?
Yes. Yeah, sure, probably.
Okay. Would that be fun?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you guys want to teach the same thing or different things?
The same thing.
I'm going to use the cards.
Okay. Do you want one of those or do you want one of the other ones?
Sure.
Celia, what one were you thinking?
The tree pose?
Sure.
Tree pose?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great.
So since it's the radio, can you tell kind of what you're doing with your bodies?
So you lift your whatever leg you're most comfortable with, you lift that leg up. So like I'm right-handed, so I'm lifting my right leg up. That way I can get better on my left. And then you can either put your hands up, you can put them to the side, or you can dance.
Oh my goodness.
And you don't have to put your leg up far, but you want to put it into like a right triangle.
Oh, good math words too. Good job.
All right. Well, tree pose for me it is.
Tree pose, yep.
Let me see if I can do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So anybody can do it, right?
Yes.
We just find the level that we're ready for.
Right.
So you can either lift it, you can either lift your leg like up, you can lift it right here, you can lift it up a little bit higher, and you can lift it to the highest point.
A little bit higher.
And then you can put your arms out, or up.
Or up.
Like this.
Did I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tree pose. Right. Absolutely.
I feel like it's more falling tree pose.
Sometimes we talk about how our tree blows in the wind, or, you know, it might be a really breezy day, or your tree might fall down, because that happens too sometimes. Yeah.
It's sort of a wobbly tree.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really good. Balance poses are really good too for kind of helping with that attention and focus piece of it, because when we're trying to balance, you know, that's one of the times that kids get the most quiet when we're doing yoga, because they are concentrating on, you know, not falling over and not tipping over. So it's helping them kind of learn how to pay attention or how to focus on the tasks that they're doing.
Wow, how cool.
We have like little stuffed animals called cuddle buddies, and they're so still, and you put them in front of you, and I just concentrated on it, and it let me not fall down as quick.
Well, I'm learning all kinds of techniques. What grades are you girls in?
I am a fifth grader in Mrs. Rankin's classroom.
I am a fourth grader in Mr. Splavik's classroom.
Okay. Well, how wonderful. Well, thank you for the lesson today.
You're welcome. Come back anytime that you would like to join our class for yoga or her class.
Yeah.
This is Leave It.
Okay, and I will be more centered and more calm. Yes. And I can do anything.
Then. Yes.
I just haven't done it yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks to Mrs. Lee and Celia Marion and Abby Kaiches for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.